I listen to 2ARM 92.1 FM in the car and at work for great tunes and community news.
Good morning. You're listening to 2ARM 92.1 FM, your local community radio station. This morning we've got another standing candidate for our upcoming by-election in New England, Duncan Fisher. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning, Herb. How are you?
I'm very well. So we might start, we've given this offer to all candidates and we'll be playing it next week leading up to the by-election on the 22nd. Just tell me, you're a local?
I am. I've been living in Urala for the last 12 and a half years.
And why do you like Urala?
Oh, I just fell in love with the whole region about 20 years ago and eventually moved up here because I love the cold.
Yeah, I like the seasonality of the New England, the definite winter and autumn. Summer, spring, it all adds to the experience of living here, I think.
Well, they joked when I first moved up here that summer happens on a Tuesday. We've had a few summers like that.
Yeah, and four seasons in one day. And what do you do in Urala at the moment?
I've currently been doing some DoorDash work around Armidale, actually. So I live in Urala, but been working around Armidale, delivering food and groceries for people.
Great. And what did you do when you first, or in Urala?
Okay, well, I had the lolly shop. I owned the sweet place in the main street of Urala. Came with my family and set up or bought the shop. I didn't set it up. And we ran that for a few years and ended up working for trains and worked for New South Wales Trainlink for nearly 7 years.
Here in Armidale?
Yeah, predominantly here at the Armidale station, just operating the station, selling tickets and the cleaning and the safety side of things over there.
And are your kids still at home?
One left at home, nearly 16. He comes to school here in town. And yeah, it's all going well. He plays footy for the Urala Tigers. They're up at Tinga today. Go Tigers.
Oh, great. So, firstly, why did you want to run as an independent candidate in this by-election?
Well, as an independent candidate, because I just see how the party system doesn't represent locals well enough. You're beholden to the party line more than representing the local people in the various issues. So I thought, well, I will run as just by myself, which means I don't have the financial backing of a party either behind me, which makes it a little more challenging, but I'm out there giving it a go. As to why I ran a few weeks ago, it looked like only the National Party were going to run. There was nobody else putting their hand up. So a friend of mine contacted me and said, hey, you should run just for no other reason than democracy's sake. There should be at least a competition. So I did, and right up until the last moment, there was the only two of us.
Well, that's certainly a good reason to run, I think. The democracy requires that we have a choice, and we do have a choice now of five standing candidates, two independents, one Shooters Fishers, one Greens, and, as you said, the National representative. So tell me the platforms that you would put forward and why people should vote for you.
So a couple of the big ones, primary health care across the region really is in a bit of a crisis. We've got a shortage of doctors pretty much everywhere I've been, from the little towns of Bundar and Bingara right through to Inverell, which has a brand new hospital but can't get enough doctors. And even on my own personal scenario, I live in Urala. My doctor's just left town and 4,000 plus people now don't have a GP. So we have to come up with better solutions to attract GPs to the regional areas for both the small towns and the hospitals too. It's across the board a problem.
Doesn't the current government have a scheme to encourage doctors to come to the regions?
Yeah, so there's a few things out there that's supposed to encourage them. But when you sit down with the doctors, I guess one of the things I've noticed is that it's a bit like a lot of trades. There's a lot of people out there that are great tradies and doing whatever. They're a hairdresser or they're a mechanic and they're great at their trade, but they don't want to run the business of doing that. And it's not that doctors are smart people. They can do it. But a lot of them seem to want to just be doctors and don't want the hassle of running the business of being a doctor. So if we could come up with a way of simplifying that process, that would make the whole thing far more attractive.
So like a communal-run doctor's surgery, maybe run by an outside organisation, whether it's council or private entity,
yep.
And encourage the doctors to come in and all they do then is doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Something along those lines, a not-for-profit type group. I doubt that councils would do it because councils have been approached in the past. Multiple councils around the region have been approached to help and they haven't helped because it's not in their little view of like local council. It's a state government issue as far as they're concerned. So it kind of needs to be a third party, not-for-profit, operate the clinic, The funding of it would probably come from state. The hard bit about health is that you've got two lots of funding sources, one's state and one's federal. So it's getting the right balance between that as well.
Well, that sounds like a pretty interesting model to explore, and I think it's got merit. So transport, tell me about your transport platform.
So in a broad sense, I've not only been working with the railways here in the past, I've also been a courier on the road. I'm still doing transport in a sense of the deliveries around town. I've also been a commercial pilot. So I've done everything in transport pretty much except boats. So but we don't have too many boats up here to worry about. So yeah, I'd like to see the trains return to Tenterfield at least as a starting point, and the possibility even if we had perhaps a secondary passenger service, so not just the extension of what exists now, but have one that's going the opposite direction at different times, say Glen Innes to Tamworth. So that would help with people commuting to and from work and businesses being able to get around just the region, rather than it just being a here-to-Sydney type service.
If you had to unpack just briefly that notion of bringing the trains back north, how would you go about it?
Well, I've stated this publicly, so and I'll restate it. The first thing is to secure the rail corridor so that it's not chopped up for other things, let's say. So I think it's very important as a primary target. I would think the next probably, let's take it the year 2100, lock up the rail corridor and just leave it as rail corridor. Yes, it's not doing anything at the moment, but let's just leave it at that until we get something decided clearly, because nothing happens in a hurry when you're talking about hundreds of millions, possibly even billions of dollars worth of expense. You know, we're talking decades possibly to make things happen. So let's not rush into something that's going to change the possibility of that for the future.
Well, thanks for that. Now, tell me other public-type transport options. Is coaches something that you're interested in?
I think we genuinely, post-COVID, we have to look at more public transport coaches. We have in the past, but there also used to be some private bus companies doing services around the region as well. But after COVID or during COVID, they all sort of stopped and they were no longer financially viable. So they've all stopped. We need to look at some extra coach services, possibly extending on from what already exists to link up some of the smaller communities or even just a more regular service.
Oh, I think a lot of people would really value that. So just to round up a bit, we might finish off. We're up to that 8-minute mark, which is what we're providing the community on each of the candidates. So you're, what ticket number are you?
I'm number 4 down the ballot paper.
And if you'd like to have some final comments, what would they be?
Well, if you vote for an independent, you get somebody that's genuinely representing the region. I have no other criteria or no other party line to toe. I'm just here to represent the people in Parliament and get the best outcomes as we can for the Northern Tablelands.
Well, thank you, Duncan Fisher, for coming in and speaking to me about the by-election coming up. And we've talked about health and transport, and I'll add bright shirts into that mix you're standing for. To vote for Duncan Fisher, the independent, on ticket number 4.
That's it. I like my bright shirts, always have. And I was actually told by one punter out there that said, I wouldn't vote for you if you wear a bright shirt. And I'm like, well, I'm going to wear bright shirts anyway. There's one vote I lost.
Oh, well, I think we all need a bit of brightness in our lives. So, again, thank you, Duncan. He's standing as an independent in the upcoming by-election on the 22nd of June on the ticket number 4. Thank you.